JP, we're going to jump right into this since we're doing a double dip. This is a double dip day. And I had announced in the regular podcast that we were going to talk about some. I'll just announce it now. We're going to be doing a critique of The Chosen. Not so much a critique of it, but kind of the what's behind it and where why is it so popular today? So not today. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for next week. Anyways, pretty
today in our world, but for you guys next week.
Pretty Pisces episode today. Yeah. I know we're going to get shot for this one. Sometimes people don't hear what you say. They just see that you criticized one of their heroes and that's all they need to know. And, and please don't ever do that for us. If someone has a criticism of Theocast, hear them out. See what they're saying.
Yeah. I mean, here, like you said, I mean, listen to the words that are coming out of our mouths. Mm-hmm. And assess the words, the thoughts, the subjects and the objects and how, you know, and this, like, that's what we do, guys. We have to take people at their word. Mm-hmm. Like John and I were joking before we recorded. It's like we deal and we trade with the capital of communication, not telepathy, right? Like we can't read people's minds. Like we can't, you know, it's like, well, you
believe
know,
like, what I mean, we not were what joking, I say.
Like, believe what I mean, not what I say. And it's like, yeah, that's not how we can. No. We do want to be charitable and we give people the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
But when your words, objectively speaking, contain problematic doctrinal statements, those things need to be interacted with.
Can I just go back to a quote that we read we read for the Doug Wilson thing? Is justification the fruit of our, no, what is good works the fruit of
continuing
our
continuing in goodness.
Yes. Continuing in goodness.
Is continuing in goodness the, I think it was something like the fruit of or the cause of.
Right. And he said, yes.
And he said, yes.
Right.
That's damnable.
Right. But and those are the kind of things that I'm talking about is that when you say words like that, you can't then say, well, you need to know what I mean. I said, how can I know what you mean? I have to use what you mean by what you say.
Right. And what you just said is biblically and patently false.
Yeah.
Like you have introduced ambiguity and mystery and tension where there isn't any, and that needs to be corrected because if a well-meaning saint hears you say that because they respect your teaching and you have implied that continuing in goodness, faithfulness, obedience, right, is perhaps both the fruit and the cause.
Right.
Of salvation, of eternal life, you have cut the legs out from underneath well-intentioned, dear, precious ones to the Lord every place.
That's right.
And somebody needs to stand on the wall and say, that's wrong.
That's right.
And so that's effectively what we're trying to do. I don't really enjoy doing this, John. No. I'm just talking. It's family time. This is family time. I don't enjoy doing this kind of thing. No. I lament it. I lament that it needs to be done.
Yeah.
But I see it done in the New Testament. And I think that as the Lord has given us a podcast and a platform, and there are other people in the land that have larger platforms and podcasts that others are listening to, it's like, you know, maybe we do need to say some things here for the good of the body of Christ in the land and for the protection of the sheep who are potentially being devastated by what others are saying. And
I think that just
we're on the watchtower in some senses. As a pastor of my church, I know that's my role here.
Yes.
I'm on the tower. The other elders are on the tower and we are watching for wolves and we're watching for false teaching that could destroy the saints entrusted to our care.
Yeah, well, literally, it's what he says in Hebrews 13. They watch for, for they watch for your souls. They protect your souls. They guard your soul. And this is where, you know, it's, Justin and I try and give as many positives. You know, we want to be known for what we're for and not for what we're for or against. Correct. And I think that.
And we don't want to be fueled by controversy.
No. No, but I do think it's important that when these type of statements are made by famous and somewhat sound theological men, when they make statements like this, you're just kind of like, I don't know what you were thinking. I don't know if you had too many cups of coffee that day. I don't think Steve Lawson drinks, but I'm like, bro, what happened? Why would you say that?
Where did this come from?
Right.
You know,
it's kind of like maybe vet that before you say that.
Well, and the fact that it was said, that it was edited, that it was produced, I'm sure finally approved and goes out anyway. you know, I mean, I had a conversation with a number of individuals because I'm finding some congestion today, guys. Apologies for my voice being weird. and
'Tis the season.
Trying to not cough directly into the microphone. But had a conversation with a number of people at Covenant Baptist Church after a sermon I preached a couple weeks ago where I actually, not my norm, but I did use this video as effectively a piece of my introduction. I did not name Steve Lawson because I didn't want to distract people publicly.
Right.
But I had a number of people come up to me after and say, who were you referencing when you, you know, that said all these things? And when I told people who it was, people were grieved. Some people were surprised and others I think were appropriately indignant. And some really good conversations ensued with some members of my church about this and about the need to protect and clarify sound doctrine and all of that. And I think there was appropriate reactions to it. And so what I think we're doing today is, or what we're doing today, I think is appropriate on a number of levels. And we aim to be charitable about it. But one guy's reaction was like, man, what in the world is going on? I mean, that was his question. Like, what is prompting Steve Lawson to say that? And when he says that justification by faith alone and Christ alone is in one sense paperwork in heaven, it's a change of your status as you're clothed in the perfect righteousness of Christ, but it does nothing to change your life. This brother's reaction is like, that is damnable. Like that is from hell. Like that's not okay to say. And I agree. And so we all have said things that are false at points because we all have errors in our doctrine and our theology. And my prayer and my hope, honestly, is that Steve would issue a public recantation of what he said. And like, you know, here's what I meant, guys, but I said this, and this is not appropriate to say. You know,
yeah.
I would hope for that.
Yeah.
We don't take any pleasure in having to have these conversations. And this is not us being argumentative and like, oh, we're right, they're wrong stuff. No, I grieve and lament that this occurs.
Well, this stuff was happening during the Reformation.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. There were, it wasn't happening on videos and podcasts, but it was happening through booklets and writings and letters and on a public forum. You know, you've got letters going back and forth and books going back and forth, debating these type of things. I mean, this is the whole thing why Sinclair Ferguson wrote the whole Christ. Yeah. In the modern,
the Mirror controversy.
I'm going to get it. Yeah, these type of things matter because in essence, it's not the exact same debate, but to emphasize, well, maybe it is, to emphasize regeneration. Because to emphasize regeneration above justification, and I think the thing that bothers me so much, and then I don't have much to say after this, Justin, but the thing that bothers me so much, it's not that he's like, hey, we need to emphasize regeneration and kind of the work of the Holy Spirit and that we're not just zombies, that the Holy Spirit really does come in and
or
cause
union
us to be
with Christ.
Yeah.
In the Christian, right.
I'm all for it, man.
Me too.
It's like, listen,
me too.
The fruit of the Spirit, gentleness, meekness, kindness, patience, long suffering, open to reason. I'm like, yeah, let's preach Amen. That. Like the believer needs to be longing for the fruit of the Spirit to be evident in their life. I'm all for that. But
Amen.
instead of doing that, he just took justification and said, yeah, it's kind of like not really important.
It's simply forensic. It's simply legal.
Yeah.
All it is a change of your status and your standing. All it is that you're clothed in the perfect righteousness of Christ.
Yeah.
It's but it like doesn't saying, do anything to change your life.
Yeah. Wow. It's like saying you have residence papers for the United States. You're U.S. citizens, but that's all that really means. Like, it doesn't really change who you are as a person. And I'm like,
yeah, so
it's not the same.
It's an I mean, in it's effectively like saying too that Christ has accomplished. Here's where you were. Here's the law, and now here's what Jesus has done for you. He's done it all, and eternal life is yours in Him. You just receive it. You don't do anything to earn it, and then to act as though that has no effect on the human heart is astonishing. The guilt, grace, gratitude paradigm, John, that we often talk about, that reformers have talked about for centuries, these statements by Steve Lawson, with all due respect, obliterate that paradigm because it's no longer the thing. Because apparently the guilt, grace piece doesn't produce anything in you. It doesn't change you. So that whole gratitude idea, joy, love, gratitude-driven obedience is gone.
Yeah,
we've slipped back into self-examination and introspection and taking seriously the condition of our souls, which I think it sounds like, actually, no, we've been given a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. That's what that sounds like. It sounds like law. It sounds like man-centered. I mean, well, that was one brother's reaction in our congregation. Man, what a man-centered perspective on sanctification. I agree. Yeah. And so that's like, I agree with you 100%, man. Had he said, we should talk about regeneration in this way. We should talk about union with Jesus and what that means for the transformation of our lives. I would be applauding that, but that's not what he said. Mm-mm. And what he said was revivalism turned up to about a 12, and not helpful in my mind and from my vantage point. I think we said enough today.
Yeah,
I hope that some of these things were encouraging to people, and we're not trying to just throw gas on a fire. Like, if you're indignant about these things already, don't hear this and just be more and more worked up over it.
No,
what we need to do, guys, is continue to herald the righteousness of Christ. We don't impugn other people. Mm-hmm. We are clear. We're charitable. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the nature of the gospel and justification, sanctification, eternal life, and what Jesus has done related to all those things, we're unashamed, and we pound the desk for those truths. Yeah. Because Luther and others, right, are correct that this is the article upon which the church stands or falls. There's nothing more important than this. And so that's the motivation from our perspective for the podcast today. So don't misunderstand why we even did this. I trust you listening to this podcast would not misunderstand that.
Yeah. Lawson is a brother, and we're just asking for some clarification. You know, some people are going to say, well, have you reached out to him? And I'm like, no, it's a public statement. So we're going to offer a public critique. If you didn't want it to be critiqued, don't put it out publicly. And that's just
people critique us all the time without reaching out to us. And I don't take any personal offense to that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. We are producing public content. I assume that everything we say publicly is fair game.
It is fair game. This is why you should take account for what you say and be careful for what you say. Yeah. I pray, Lord willing, that Justin and I will never be accused of heresy. That would be a wonderful thing not to
be accused of. Well, John, we've already been accused of it.
Well, accurately accused. There's a difference. All right, guys. Thanks. We will see you next week. And another hot take. The Chosen.
The Chosen.
See ya.